Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the first full week of Lent.
And thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your comments and you journeying with us. It's a joy for Janelle and I to serve you this way. These readings have been really speaking to us, haven't they?
Oh, very much so. We did them 2 years ago, and I feel like I need this. I need some like straight shooter, hard, you know, get me into shape in my spiritual life.
So our first quote from St. Alphonsus Liguori, Janelle.
God is merciful. Yes, the mercy of God is infinite. But with all that mercy, how many are lost every day? So I just feel like this is like the great mystery of life. You know, God gives us absolutely everything, and yet we still refuse to choose him. You know, it's kind of like the whole idea. It's like you can choose to go to the banquet or you can choose to have the fast food. Which one are you going to pick? But we often go for the fast food, or we often go for the imitation other than going for the real. And it doesn't make sense. Why would we do that? But I think it has to do with our concupiscence, obviously. And, you know, all of our bodily passions, or all of our kind of inclinations towards things that are just not the best. And it explains why we struggle all the time.
And I like your analogy, fast food and the banquet. Which one takes more discipline, even to prepare?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fast food is easy. It's fast. Everything about it is fast. Everything about it is cheap. Everything about it is not really great quality. And so it's really popular in our culture. But what is better for us? The banquet, quality food. It's more expensive. It takes more time to prepare. It's like that is what the Lord is calling us to do, quality. He's calling us to himself, not the cheap imitation that we often settle for, the things of the world that we give our hearts to, the money, the power, the fame, the pleasure. We are made for him.
God heals those who have a good will. He pardons sin, but he cannot pardon the determination to sin.
So God heals those who have a good will. Have you heard about this good will thing? If God heals those who have good will, I want that good will. So what is it? Well, here's my observation. This is my own definition. Maybe there's better definitions out there, but it's the purity of intention to do what is right, or the purity of intention to do what we ought to do. Now, the first time that I can see we see goodwill in Scripture, I might be wrong, but one that catches my attention anyways is when the angels appear to the shepherds. They're tending the sheep. They're doing what they're supposed to do, and their night gets interrupted by a heavenly being, an angel, who announces to them that a Savior is born. And then a heavenly host appears amongst them, and they start singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to people of goodwill." So peace is given to who? People of goodwill. It's not given to the smart or to the stupid, the wise, no, nor the ignorant, the rich or the poor. Who gets the peace? People of goodwill. And so let us ask God to give us this grace, the purity of intention to do what we ought to do. And then what happens when we act upon that? What does the promise of God say? God will heal those who have this intention. Father Jacques Philippe gives a little bit more detail into this goodwill, and I think it's useful to listen to his wisdom.
A necessary condition for interior peace, then, is what we might call goodwill. We could also call it purity of heart. It is the stable and constant disposition of a person who is determined more than anything to love God, who desires sincerely to prefer in all circumstances the will of God to his own, who does not wish to consciously refuse anything to God. Here, then, is what we mean by goodwill. It is not perfection nor sainthood achieved, because it could well coexist with hesitations, imperfections, and even faults. But it is the way, because it is just this habitual disposition of heart, whose foundation is found in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, which permits the grace of God to carry us, little by little, toward perfection.
So, beautiful explanation of goodwill by Father Jacques Philippe from his book, Searching for and Maintaining Peace. Now, I came across a quote from the diary of St. Faustina, where Jesus is conversing with her, and Jesus tells her that she is to pray for those who do harm to her, who speak negatively about her. And her response to Jesus is, but I don't feel like I love these people. And Jesus' response, I think, is a good example of what goodwill is. This is what Jesus says to her.
Jesus answered, "It is not always within your power to control your feelings. You'll recognize that you have love if after having experienced annoyance and contradiction, you do not lose your peace, but pray for those who have made you suffer and wish them well."
So exercise of goodwill. Jesus is saying to Faustina, pray for those who maybe have made you annoyed or done some injustice to you. And what shall follow? What shall follow is peace. And this is, I think, the important lesson for us, to exercise goodwill in our day and just to trust that God will then lead us and he'll heal our hearts of our imperfections. In other words, try your best. God will do the rest.
Moreover, the wise man says, "As a dog that returneth to his vomit, so is the fool that repeateth his folly. So he who relapses into the sins he has detested in confession becomes odious to God. Behold me, O my God, at thy feet. I am that loathsome sinner who so often returned to feed upon the forbidden fruit which I had before detested. I do not deserve mercy, O my Redeemer, but the blood thou hast shed for me encourages and compels me to hope for it. How often have I offended thee, and thou hast pardoned me. I have promised never again to offend thee, and yet I have returned to the vomit, and thou hast again pardoned me. Do I wait then for thee to send me straight to hell, or to give me over to my sins, which would be a greater punishment than hell? No, my God, I will amend, and that I may be faithful to thee, I will place all my trust in thee."
So I find it interesting that you pick a quote that talks about dog and vomit, you know?
Yeah, but that's what really stood out to me, is because it just makes absolutely no sense. It's like such folly to go for the things that seem so detestable in the eyes of God, and yet for some reason we're just always drawn back to it. And it's like, it's revolting and disgusting, isn't it? Like if you think of a dog going to its vomit.
That's a really disgusting image.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's what sin is. It's disgusting. It's repulsive. But we don't see it as such. It's like we've got these like veils over our eyes that we can't see sin for what it truly is.
Mm-hmm. It causes blind spots.
Yeah. And I would love to be able to really see it, you know, because then I would surely not choose it, wouldn't I? I would hope I wouldn't choose it.
Well, this is what happened with Adam and Eve. They got a blind spot. So they take the eat of the fruit. And what happens? They hide on God. Well, you can't hide on God. Mm-hmm. So here they got a blind spot. They lost knowledge of God. That's what sin does. So it makes sin appear as though it's a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. where really a dog is going to its vomit.
Right.
Anyways, friends, thank you for listening today. Please share with us what stood out to you below. And
Don't forget to pray the rosary.
There's just so much to do.
You're going to be busy today.